We're doing brachas. We're up to daf yud beis. And beis, the last mishnah in the perek. Maskrim tziat mitzayim balilot. We mentioned the exodus at night. Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Elazar, the son of the wealthy businessman Azariah, the nephew of Shimon Achi Azariah. He says, "Arani kaven shivim shana. I'm like I'm 70. Velozrich tamar tziat mitzayim balilot. And I never was victorious in my arguments with the rabbis to get them to agree with me that people have to recount the Exodus at nights as well, Achid Rasha ben Zoma, till ben Zoma, Shimon ben Zoma, Rabbi Shimon ben Zoma, who did not yet have smicha, but he darshin, that's why it's called ben Zoma, eventually, but he was a youngster at this time, that's why it's called ben Zoma. So ben Zoma taught that the Pasuk says, Shneimar lemantis kol yom titcha me'ot tzitzayim kol yemei chayecha, so that you recall the Exodus from Egypt throughout the days of your life. Yemei chayecha, if it would only say the days of your life, then it would mean the day as opposed to the night, ayamim. Being that it says kol yemei chayecha, throughout the days of your life, that kol is coming to include halelot, the night as well. And when Ben Zoma said that, then the rabbis agreed. Until then, the rabbis had said, "V'chachamim omim yemei chayecha olam hazeh," that yemei chayecha means this world. Kol yemei chayecha la'avi limot ha-mashiach, that the call is coming to encompass the period of the Messiah, that we will still commemorate the Exodus. Tani amalem Ben Zoma l'chachamim. The Braisa recounts the following conversation between Rabbi Shimon Ben Zoma and the rabbis. V'chimaskinu yitzayah mitzayim balilot. Do you really believe that we will continue recounting the Exodus in the days of the Messiah? But the verse already tells us, "Hinei yamim beim nu mashim." Days are coming, God says, "V'lo yomrut chay Hashem asher alav bnei Yisrael me'arz Mitzrayim," where the people will no longer be saying, "I swear by God who took the Jewish people out of Egypt." "Kim chay Hashem asher alav asher avit zerah beit Yisrael me'arz tzafon mikol ha'otzot asher dachtim sham." The verse says they will start swearing and saying, "I swear by Hashem who took the Jewish people and the seed of the house of Israel out of the lands of the north and from all other countries that they were scattered." So you see, there will be a great redemption that will outshadow, it will overshadow the redemption from Egypt. Amru lo, they replied, "Lo shteker tziat Mitzrayim nimkoma." That verse doesn't tell us that the Exodus will be uprooted, that people will no longer commemorate it. Ela shetei shibud Mitzrayim malchuyot ikar v'yitziat Mitzrayim tafelo. But what the verse is indicating is that the Exodus from the servitude of the nations will be so potent that will be the prime focus, and the Exodus from Egypt will be secondary to it. But the Exodus from Egypt remains intact, and that's why they say that kol yemei chayecha is to include that even at that period we will commemorate it. Ka'etzeva ta'omer, the same concept goes for the verse that says, "Lo yikare shimcha od Yaakov kim Yisrael yeshemecha," that Yaakov is told by God that his name will no longer be Yaakov, but rather Yisrael. Lo shiyakir Yaakov mimkomo. The verse doesn't mean that the name Yaakov will be uprooted at a Yisrael. Ikavi Yaakov tefero, but rather to indicate that the prime name is Yisrael, and the name Yaakov is secondary to it. V'chen umer. And so too the verse says, "Al tizkiru rishonot v'kadmoniot al titbonanu." Don't remember the first things. Don't look back at the things that happened earlier. Al tizkiru rishonot v'shibud malchuyot. When the verse says, "Don't remember the first things," it's referring to the forced servitude of the nations. V'kadmoniot al titbonanu. And don't focus on the past history. Zoytziat Mitzrayim, that's a reference to the Exodus from Egypt. What does God say? Hineni oseh chadasha ata titzmach. Here, I am doing something new, the next verse says. Now it's going to grow. Tani Rav Yosef zo melchemet Gog u'Magog. Now, Rav Yosef says, the new thing that will grow is the fantastic war of Gog and Magog. Mashal lema davar domeh. What's it similar to? L'adam shaya ma'alech baderech u'paga bo ze'ev v'nitzal mimenu. A guy was walking down the path, and a wolf came down his path, and he escaped. V'yam seper v'olech ma'aseh ze'ev. And everywhere he'd go, he'd tell people, "You know, I made it, the wolf tried to get me, and I escaped." Then one day he's walking down the street and a lion comes down his path. And he gets saved from that too. And whoever he'd meet, he'd tell him, "You know what happened? I once was going down the road, a lion came down the road and I made it." He doesn't bother telling about the wolf anymore. Pagabo nachash. And then a snake comes hissing, chasing him. Venitzal mimenu. And he was saved from that. Shachach maseh shneim ayam seper bolech masa nachash. He forgot the first two, and he started telling everyone about how the snake tried to catch him and couldn't. Afkach Yisrael, that's what's going to be with the Jewish people. We had the empire that was a wolf. We had the empire that was the lion. And now we're up to the empire that's a snake. Look at that. That's even Saudi Arabia calls him a snake. That's what's the Jewish people. The last redemptions, the last afflictions will make us forget our earlier history, because the last scenarios are going to be so harsh that they make you forget the redemptions that passed. Avramu Avraham, the verse says in Divrei Hayomim, Abraham is Abraham. Initially, the Arameans appointed him as leader, and later the whole world wanted him as a leader. Sarai is Sarah, bitchilet nasat Sarai leumatah, ulvasof nasat Sarah lekol ha'olam kulo. Sarai is Sarah. Sarai means personal. Initially, she was considered the mother of her nation, and later on, the whole world considered her their mother. Everyone started using the coin of Avram and Sarah. Tani Bar Kafra, kol ha'koel Avram, Avram over Baseh. Bar Kafra says, don't confuse Avram with Yaakov. With Yaakov, the name Israel did not uproot the name Yaakov. Hashem himself calls him Yaakov later. But with Avraham, if you start calling Avraham Avram, then that's a transgression of us. And Asay, Shenemar, because the verse says, Vayashimcha Avraham. God declares, from now on, your name is Avraham. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Over Belav. Rabbi Eliezer says it's a prohibition. Shenemar, God tells him, Veloi Kareh Odet Shimcha Avram. You will no longer be called Avram. So if someone has the goal to call Avraham Avram, so then he's transgressing that. Ela Me'atas, the Gemara says, if that's so, HaKoreh LeSarah, Sarah Yachinami, then why don't you say something about Sarah? Answers the Gemara, Hatam Kutcha Brichu Amar LeAvram. Over there, Hashem didn't make a declaration of the name change for the world, but rather Hashem was telling Avram, Sarai Ishtecha, your wife Sarai, Lo Tikrat Shema Sarai, Ki Sarah Shema. Don't call her Sarai anymore, because now her name is Sarah. So you'll tell me if I call Yaakov Yaakov, then that's also the same thing. Answers the Gemara, Shani Hatam Dehadar Hadrikra. That's different because the Pasuk reinstates the name Yaakov. Dichtiv, because the Pasuk says, Tayom Elokim Israel Bemarot Halayla, Hashem appears to Yaakov in a vision at night. Vayomer Yaakov Yaakov. Hashem calls him Yaakov. So you see, Hashem is still calling him Yaakov. So that's why we're also allowed to call Yaakov Yaakov. Mativ Rav Yossi Bar Avin, Nitem Rav Yossi Bar Zvida, Atar Hashem Elokim Shabrachata Me'Avram. The verse says, we call out to Hashem, we say it every morning in Vayivarech David, that he says, you Hashem, you chose Avram. Over there, the prophet is organizing the praise of Hashem. He's saying what happened originally. May we merit to repeat. If someone was reading the Torah and it came time for Shema, if he just hit the period of Shema as he was reading that part of the Torah, so then if he's focused, even though he's reading Torah, but he has in mind that that reading of the Torah should be for the sake of the mitzvah, then he does fulfill his mitzvah.